Absolutely. They overstepped their boundaries, and you would expect me to say that. One issue comes to mind. There was a shooting down at the Cummins plant in Seymour almost a year ago now. Time flies. And I found that the person that did the shooting was not a U.S. citizen, but they had purchased three guns since they've been in the U.S. They purchased those guns because they had a valid hunting license in the state of Indiana. And I said, why are we allowing someone who's not a citizen to get a valid hunting license and then allow that valid hunting license to allow them to purchase guns in the state of Indiana? We have no idea about their background, what they're thinking. So I tried to draft a bill, and I found that that bill is controlled by the federal government. The federal government says that if you get a hunting license in any state, you can buy a firearm in that state that you live in. I've contacted Congressman Messer's office, and I'm trying to deal with him, and I'm going to encourage him to draft legislation to allow the states to decide who can purchase guns in their states. One other issue that comes to mind is every state, to the best of my recollection, is required to educate their young people. In the Constitution, I believe, in the state Constitution. But now we have a federal Department of Education which oversees what the locals are doing, and that ought to be left up to the locals. And I would propose, if I ever run for Congress, to eliminate the federal Department of Education.